From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A prominent Guyanese businessman says any future government must be committed to a vibrant private sector.
The Group of Seven is watching carefully. And not only the Group of Seven, you have the IMF, you have the World Bank, and they're going to want to see action.
After two attempts in 1 week, Suriname is still without an elected president. And the United States is turning up the heat on Castro's Cuba and those who support it. I am Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
As I said before, we are not thinking in capitalist terms, we are thinking in terms of developing our socialist society.
Cuba's Deputy Foreign Minister Ramon Parodi reiterating his government's rejection of the ideology that now dominates the region. Cuba's President Fidel Castro has taken that same message to the Latin American summit in Mexico, where he has warned of U.S. economic domination of the region under the guise of a massive free trade agreement. But while in Mexico, President Castro has also been appealing for financial help to bail out his island's battered economy. As is the case with President Gorbachev, the Latin American leaders will be under pressure from the United States to deny Cuba assistance until it abandons Castro and joins the free market system. It's a situation I discussed with Cuban expert Professor Fred Holliday of the London School of Economics.